Blog Talk Radio.
These days things just ain't what they used to be. Modern kind of love is really just a fantasy, but you're like a sweet nostalgia, a flashback ever since I found you. Like a tent revival, love me like an old school groove, like a throwback, 8-track in the back of your daddy's Cadillac. Who said those good old days were through? When you kiss me, it's classic, Motown magic. Yeah, you give me that 1960s deja vu. Everybody's looking for the real deal original, trying to find love in a world gone digital. So baby, let's make it the time of night and take our selfies in black and white.
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we've got the lovely, super talented Miss Jo Smith joining us. We'll talk with Jo about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. You know, I've been just like so excited for this interview for a while, so let's not waste any more time. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig on the line with me. Hey, Craig, what's up?
Hey, Cody, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. What do you say we welcome Jo Smith to the show?
Absolutely. The countdown is over. Let's begin.
All right, and with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jo Smith to the show. Hey, Jo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for doing this today. It's really I'm kind of blown away by this, you know.
Well, I'm just blown away that you would feature me. It means the world. Thank you.
Absolutely, and. If I can just say this, I've been a fan of you ever since Old School Group came out. And I remember the first time I heard the song, I fell in love with it instantly.
Well, you know, Marvin Gaye can make anybody fall in love instantly.
Exactly. And and I'm a big Motown fan myself, so this song was kind of right up my alley.
Yeah, me too. I've been pursuing nailing the marriage of Motown and country music for a while now, and I just feel mm-hmm. like Old School Groove kind of had that magical combination, so I was thrilled.
It definitely does that. And my mom, who is a tough woman to win over when it comes to music, loves it just as much as I do. So,
you know, my mom loves this one, too. I think that generation, it just really hits in the heart, and I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. And now, I like to start... I start pretty much every interview off the same way. I've done this for all of my guests. Just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, so my name is Joe Smith, and I'm from South Georgia originally. I moved to Nashville 14 years ago to pursue this career, and before that, I just was a avid music lover, and I fell in love with music because my dad loved music, and he had a fantastic record collection that I just couldn't get enough of, and that was the beginning of the whole journey for me.
Awesome. So that's the question, then. Since you're a big music lover like myself, what are you currently listening to right now? Or what are you into?
Yeah, so I know it's not current, but I've just been jamming the Sam Smith record, the Lonely Hour record. I mean, I kind of, there are certain ones that have come out lately that I think are just incredible. And I mean, I love John Mayer. I love the Adele record. I love that Sam Smith record. Like, we're having some amazing musical moments right now with these artists. And the music, you know, is several years old now, but I still mm-hmm. can't get enough. And that's what I think every artist aspires to.
I know you mentioned John Mayer. My current favorite song of his, my current favorite song right now is his new one called In the Blood. I love that song.
That's a good one, yes. Very good.
It's just so great. But and most people will tell you this about me. Being the big music fan that I am, my music taste ranges from "Oh my God, you need to hear this" to "Yeah, please don't judge me for this one."
Sure. I'm kind of the same way. I just like what I like.
Exactly. I've got some kind of fun kind of get to know you type questions if you're okay with it.
Okay, we'll see. Sometimes they stump me, but go right ahead.
Awesome. Now, if you could meet anybody from history or currently, who would it be and why?
Oh, man. Well, when you add history into it, it makes it tough. I mean, Jesus, I know this sounds so cliche for a Southern girl, but Jesus, I'd love to meet Jesus, obviously. Abraham Lincoln would have been fantastic. I think... Abraham Lincoln. Right now, I'd love to just sit down and have a chat with Jimmy Carter. Yeah, those would be my picks. I guess I like
That's
presidents,
awesome.
Then, don't I?
Joe, I'm sorry, can I ask a question, Cody?
Yeah, absolutely, Perry. Go ahead, buddy.
I wanted to ask you, out of the female artists today in country music, who would you be interested in collaborating with?
Oh, man.
First two or three.
Yeah. There are some great, great females out there. I have a special place in my heart for Miranda Lambert because she took me out on tour with her several years, and I love her, and she's a true artist, and I think she and I would collaborate really well together. But I'm a big fan of Maren Morris. I love what Kelsey Ballerini is doing, and I like a girl named Claire Dunn as well. I think she's really awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually right now I'm in the parking lot of a concert where Brad Paisley for the Brad Paisley tour, and I have a meet and greet with Lindsay L, who I love, and Kelsey will be next, who I love. And
fantastic.
Yes, so I was hoping to be able to go to like a secluded area in the parking lot, which I basically is almost a oxymoron with all the tailgating going on, and then get in. So I'm trying to squeeze the old school groove in before I get mud on the tires, if you know what I mean.
All right.
I see what you did there, Craig. Well played.
Yeah, well played.
And speaking of old school groove, like we did at the very beginning, I want to talk about that song in particular. Now, it started off early this year as a highway find on SiriusX in the highway, and if I'm not mistaken, didn't it enter the 30 countdown, if I'm not mistaken?
I believe it did on the highway, yes. We got into the 20s mm-hmm. with it. I was just so happy about that.
Now, as I told you earlier, it's such a great song. Did you ever think, when you sat down to write this song, that it would do what it did?
You know what? I'll say this. I've written a lot of songs that I've felt very connected to and felt like they could be a hit or as good as I could write, and they weren't because the music business is so hard and there's so many pieces that have to fall into play. But I did have that feeling on this song, and it passed that litmus test of mine where do I leave my co-write dying to hear it and play it in my car, and when I get the mix back from my track guy, do I just play it on repeat? I did that with this song, and that's my test.
That's awesome. And like I said earlier, this thing just blew up on the highway, and I'm going to say this right now. I have a feeling that this is only the beginning for you. You're going to be just totally Reba status, if that makes any sense to you.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. I appreciate that. And I've got a song in the pipeline right now that I could not be more excited about. I can't wait for you to hear it. So I hope that it measures up to old school groove on your scale.
Have you released the song yet? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Cody. I just wanted to ask if she has released it. Thank you. I just wanted to ask, have you released the song yet? And if not, when do you release it? What is the title?
Well, not yet. I actually just got it back in my email this week that it's been finished out. So we haven't started the business process of figuring out release dates and all that, but it's done. which is a big accomplishment. So it shouldn't be too long, and I will definitely keep you guys posted, and you please keep yourselves on the lookout.
We will.
And I'll say this at the end of the interview, but I'm just going to tell you now, if there's ever anything that you ever need from the show, from me personally, I don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
I sure won't. I appreciate that so much.
You know, this is a good question. If you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
Well, I do have a pretty nerdy side, and I my major is international relations, so I would love to do some type of humanitarian work that also helped with our national security and our military. And I haven't announced it yet, so you'll be the first to know, but I'm partnering with an NGO called Spirit of America. I retweet a lot and share a lot of their posts, sort of a hint, but I love what they do, and they're a fantastic organization that's doing some really important work. And so, yeah, so I think I would do something in that area, but I'm real happy doing what I'm doing, so.
Right. Breaking news, folks. You heard it here first. It's breaking news. Okay, and I know you mentioned social media a few minutes ago. I watched your last Instagram story where you were making dinner, and I think I messaged you. We had tacos the other night, and those things look so good.
Yeah, they were good.
Oh, those tacos on Instagram look so delicious that I had to reach for a salad in the fridge. It was the closest thing I had.
Oh, man. They were good.
Now, I'm going to get a little bit serious here.
Okay.
I always ask this question. I don't believe there's a guest I haven't asked this question to. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know what? I don't think that I would. I wouldn't test fate. I've really enjoyed every step of the way, even the really hard stuff. And I've had my heart broken, but it only takes, a certain amount of time after my heart's been broken for me to realize that there was a plan and that God hadn't forgotten about me, that this was exactly what I needed. So I wouldn't change anything, to be honest.
I want to talk about Nashville for a second and the town itself. I live about 3 hours west of Nashville by myself. I'm a Tennessee boy. And Nashville's probably my favorite city in the world.
Yeah.
I actually have family that lives maybe 20 minutes outside of the city, so I go every chance I possibly can. And every time I'm there, I want to move there, to be honest with you. So
yeah. it's fantastic.
It's a great city. I mean, pretty much music everywhere you look.
Yes, for sure. But I will say, it's not all perfect. And if you want to know why not, go to my Instagram story today.
I saw that, the traffic. I saw that. That was crazy. That traffic looked nuts. I mean,
it's not even 3 o'clock.
That's the only bad thing I think about living in a big city like that. See, I've been all over the country. I have a dream of seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. So I've been all over the country. Probably besides New York, probably Chicago is probably has the worst drivers besides New York.
Yeah.
And don't forget, and include New Jersey in that bunch too.
That's where you're from?
Jersey wasn't bad.
Yes. That's where
I
lived in
bad.
New York most of my life, but I lived in Haslett, New Jersey for the past 3.5 years.
Nice.
And,
well, listen, I have more breaking news for you guys.
Actually,
are y'all ready for for more breaking news?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have a love affair with New Jersey. I love it. I love the people. I love the attitude, and I love Bruce Springsteen. I actually retweeted Representative MacArthur the other day because it was New Jersey Day. But I'm doing a New Jersey tour, a Jersey Shore tour, the week before Labor Day.
Tell them you're in Belmar, September 2nd. I was going to bring that up at the end of the interview.
Yes, I am. That's the only thing I have up on the website. But there's, I think, if it all comes through, I'll have gigs every single day from Wednesday the 30th through Sunday the 3rd. So just keep a check, but please tell all your friends to come out because it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be, like, popping up everywhere.
Oh, on your website, the only show I saw from New Jersey was the Belmar. Show. You're saying that you're going to add more shows on you're in Jersey?
That's correct. I'm going to have a lot more to put down. I just haven't done it yet. So just stay tuned.
Well, then in that case,
awesome.
you might get a double dose of me.
That's perfect.
Well, awesome.
Another question
I wanted to ask, when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a CMA after CMA award, which is going to happen for you, there's no doubt in my mind it's going to happen. What's the one thing that you'd like to be remembered for as an artist?
You know, there's a lot of things, but if I had to narrow it, I'd have to call it a tie between songs. Because they live forever, and advocacy. Songs and advocacy, that's what I would want to be known for.
That's awesome. And this is sort of a fun one that I've added a couple of days ago. I only asked this once, how do you know when it's time to drop a song from a live set?
You know, I'm not actually sure. I will tell you this, though. There is a strange phenomenon with a live show where I think it would be consistent and you would have the same reaction to the same songs, but it's so different. I've discovered that each show is a different animal and there's a different song in each show that raises its hand as the favorite. And it just really connects with that audience in that moment. And it's always fun to see what that song is going to be because you just never know going into it.
Right. And speaking of shows, as we were talking about live shows, I noticed on your Instagram a couple of weeks ago that you played a few shows over in London. How cool was that?
It was really cool. I just love seeing how music can reach people from all different backgrounds. And it's so neat to connect with somebody from a completely different part of the world. And, you know, that to happen, that connection to be made just based on music. I love it.
You know, that's the same way I feel about this radio show. This month actually marks 5 years I've been doing this. It's just,
that's awesome.
It's crazy to think that when to be honest with you, I didn't expect to stay on the air 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on 5 years. That is incredible.
You know, and I'm sure it's the same with you, but music is my passion. I don't have that a good of a singing voice, so being an artist was out the window, totally and completely. but this is my way of staying close to the industry that I love, and it's been like I said, it's been incredible. The amount of people I've been able to meet through this show, guests and listeners, I've been able to meet several people, and I'm constantly pinching myself.
Yeah.
You do
a really cool thing for sure.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I'll keep doing it as long as there are artists out there to support.
Yes. Well, we appreciate you. Thank you for what you do.
Absolutely. Let's see. We've only got maybe about 3 minutes left. So this
time
is just flown by, completely hadn't it. It's totally and completely flown by, which always happens. But a couple more questions I've got for you. Being a creative person, what inspires or motivates you?
You know, other music inspires and motivates me, and people's stories. You know, I just love to meet people from all walks of life and hear what they're going through, and somehow it always kind of filters into my music as well. So, yeah, music and people.
Awesome. I wanted to get your take on this, because I've asked this several different times, but do you think it's easier now for people to get noticed by record executives than it was, say, 25 or 30 years ago, with the invention of social media and the way it is now? Do you think it's easier?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I think that social media has certainly changed the business in a massive way. And in a way, yes, it's easier for, you know, record label executives have the ability to just find you a lot easier, whereas before there were a lot of gatekeepers to get to them. But that being said, the market is just so flooded with people that I think it's still hard. Like, you have to make yourself stand out the same way you used to have to just get through the gatekeepers. So it's still a massive challenge. I don't know if it's easier per se. It's just different.
Awesome. Oh, and speaking of social media, again, how has social media affected your career thus far?
You know, it's been amazing. I think that social media just puts you in direct touch with your fans, direct feedback loop. And not only that, but it helps you tailor who you are. It's so much easier to brand yourself and to be your authentic self because of social media. So I love that.
Awesome. One or two more questions for you, and then we'll let you go. But whether it's in your professional life or your personal life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given is always just do my Bible reading of the day. And I have to say, I read My Utmost for His Highest, the Oswald Chambers devotional book, every day. And, I mean, it's just amazing. It just speaks to me, and what I love about it is that it was written in the late 1800s, and it's amazing that that message can still be so, so right on for me, a modern girl in a modern age. But it guides me every day. It puts things in perspective when I take the time to read it, and that's where I go for advice every day.
Awesome. And this is probably the last question I've got, but I know you've played literally all over the world. what's been your favorite place to play?
Well, the Opry is always very, very special. The Ryman stage is just, it's a magical place. But, you know, some of my favorite shows haven't been on any particular special stage, and any stage that I can actually remember. It's usually just the state of my mind and the state of the energy of the crowd. And sometimes, even in the most unexpected places, you just connect in a way that just lifts you up, and it's the highest high.
Awesome. That's cool. You know, I'm actually teaching myself a guitar again. So it's been an interesting feat trying to learn that instrument again. But I agree completely with you. I played my first ever gig. I played for a 4th of July party for a local band, and it was just crazy awesome. I mean, it was great.
That's awesome. Well, good for you for keeping after it.
Another question. Well, it's probably this is my final question. Do you want to give listeners a links to where they can find you on social media if they want to keep up with you?
Absolutely. My social media is always Joe Smith Music, and that's Joe without an E, because I'm a girl named Joe. So joesmithmusic.com, and then Instagram, it's Joe Smith Music, Facebook, and all the rest.
And I follow you on pretty much everything. So
awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day and what I know is a crazy busy schedule to come on and do this today.
Well, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me, and we'll talk again soon.
And I'm sorry about the technical difficulties the other day. That worried
That's
me.
That's quite all right. We
so
made
bad.
It work. That's quite all right.
That worried
Thank
me so
you.
Bad all day yesterday. I was like, wow. So, but anyway.
Don't you worry. We made it happen.
Absolutely. And I'm glad it happened.
Me too.
Like I said, if there's ever anything that that you need, whether it's promotion for this new single, whatever it is, promotion for a tour, you know where to find me.
I sure do. Thank you so much, and I hope that you guys have a great rest of your day.
You too, Charlotte. I'm excited to see you perform live in New Jersey, and I hope I get to have the chance to meet and chat and take a picture with you.
Okay, we'll plan on it. Keep a watch on my website for the dates.
It's part of the old school group plan. Thank you.
Perfect.
I'll talk to you later, okay, Jeff?
All right, see you later. Bye.
Take care, Joe.
Bye. That was fine.
It was everything we thought it would. The interview lived up to the anticipation. She's terrific.
She's so great. Oh, my good Lord. So I think I'm going to let you go too, buddy, because I know you've got a place to be and people to see. So I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Thanks, Cody. Have a great weekend. I'll speak to you. See you on Tuesday when we interview Dallas Remington.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you then, buddy.
Talk to you then. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye. Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Joe Smith. As Craig was saying, Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have our friend Dallas Remington joining us for a second time on the show. That's Tuesday the 8th, and 8:15 we have Stevie Jewell coming on. I met Stevie a little over a month ago, and she's the sweetest. Y'all will love her. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.